Good morning and welcome to Sounds of Praise, a ministry of St. Peter Lutheran Church and School in North Judson, Indiana. The St. Peter congregation, led by Pastor Daniel Speckard, is associated with the Lutheran Church Missouri Synod and, for more than 150 years, has been a community of faith which is Christ-centered and service-oriented. We are Donna and Brian Ness, members of St. Peter, and we look forward to sharing Christ's word with you through scripture and song on this ninth Sunday after Pentecost. Today, our readings present the call of God, first to the nation of Israel in the words of Moses in the Deuteronomy text, "The Lord your God has chosen you to be a treasured possession." To the faithful in the church at Rome, St. Paul writes, "We know that for those who love God, all things work together for good, for those who are called according to his purpose." God is calling. His purpose is for the salvation of all that Christ offers by his death and resurrection. St. Matthew, in the parable of the net thrown into the sea, tells the result of the rejection of God's call by anyone. The gift of salvation offered to all is denied to those who reject it.
A reading of the words of Moses to the people of Israel from the seventh chapter of the book of Deuteronomy. "You are a people holy to the Lord your God. The Lord your God has chosen you to be a people for his treasured possession out of all the peoples who are on the face of the earth. It was not because you were more in number than any other people that the Lord set his love on you and chose you, for you were the fewest of all peoples. But it is because the Lord loves you and is keeping the oath that he swore to your fathers, that the Lord has brought you out with a mighty hand and redeemed you from the house of slavery, from the hand of Pharaoh, king of Egypt. Know therefore that the Lord your God is God, the faithful God who keeps covenant and steadfast love with those who love him and keep his commandments to a thousand generations."
St. Paul, addressing the believers in Rome, gives a very strong message of encouragement. If God is for us, there is nothing powerful enough to separate us from his love that is in Christ Jesus our Lord. Therefore, we can sing joyfully, "If God himself be for me, I may a host defy."
A reading from the letter of St. Paul to the church at Rome in the eighth chapter. "We know that for those who love God, all things work together for good, for those who are called according to his purpose. For those whom he foreknew, he also predestined to be conformed to the image of his Son, in order that he might be the firstborn among many brothers. And those whom he predestined, he also called. And those whom he called, he also justified. And those whom he justified, he also glorified. What shall we say to these things? If God is for us, who can be against us? He who did not spare his own Son, but gave him up for us all, how will he not also with him graciously give us all things? Who shall bring any charge against God's elect? It is God who justifies. Who is to condemn? Christ Jesus is the one who died. More than that, who was raised, who is at the right hand of God, who indeed is interceding for us. Who shall separate us from the love of Christ? Shall tribulation, or distress, or persecution, or famine, or nakedness, or danger, or sword? As it is written, "For your sake we are being killed all the day long. We are regarded as sheep to be slaughtered." No, in all these things we are more than conquerors through him who loved us. For I am sure that neither death nor life, nor angels nor rulers, nor things present nor things to come, nor powers, nor height nor depth, nor anything else in all creation, will be able to separate us from the love of God in Christ Jesus our Lord.
The Gospel reading for today presents three parables, the first two, about treasure found in a field and a pearl of great value, present the same lesson, namely, that the kingdom is of such great value that one should be willing to give up all he has in order to gain it. There is no implication that one can gain the kingdom with money or good deeds. The third parable presents another look at the final judgment, which is for God alone to do. Acknowledging Christ as our head, we conclude with the hymn, "Christ is made the sure foundation."
A reading from the Gospel according to St. Matthew, the 13th chapter. Jesus said, "The kingdom of heaven is like treasure hidden in a field, which a man found and covered up. Then in his joy he goes and sells all that he has and buys that field. Again, the kingdom of heaven is like a merchant in search of fine pearls, who, on finding one pearl of great value, went and sold all that he had and bought it. Again, the kingdom of heaven is like a net that was thrown into the sea and gathered fish of every kind. When it was full, men drew it ashore and sat down and sorted the good into containers, but threw away the bad. So it will be at the close of the age. The angels will come out and separate the evil from the righteous and throw them into the fiery furnace. In that place there will be weeping and gnashing of teeth." "Have you understood all these things?" They said to him, "Yes." And he said to them, "Therefore every scribe who has been trained for the kingdom of heaven is like a master of a house, who brings out of his treasure what is new and what is old."
Christ is made the sure foundation.
Pastor Speckard and the members of St. Peter Lutheran Church and School sincerely invite you to come worship, learn, serve, and live with Jesus. If you have young children with you, please know that the sound, movement, and energy they bring to the sanctuary is a blessing to us all. The church and school are located at 810 West Talmer Avenue in North Judson. The Sunday worship service begins at 9 a.m. with Bible class and Sunday school for all ages immediately following. You may contact the church office at 574-896-2025 if you have any questions or would like more information regarding the services or activities offered at St. Peter Lutheran. Another year of school is just around the corner. Active enrollment is taking place right now. Call the school office for more information about enrolling your child or another child you might know of for the 23-24 school year. The school phone number is 574-896-5933. Principal Rhonda Reimers and the staff at St. Peter's School are ready to visit with you and answer any questions you might have. Whoever you are, wherever you've been, Pastor Speckard and the members of St. Peter Lutheran look forward to meeting you. May Christ be your sure foundation for all of your life.